Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
Oh, I bet amazing why.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend, Dr. Arki Chankute, being back on the show. Arki is a long-time member of our Brain Trust. More than 16 years he's been hanging out with us. He is the he's a Vistage Speaker Achievement Award winner. He's the co-author of Built on Trust, which is one of the most important books on trust that I've ever seen. I wish you could see my copy. It's dog-eared. It's marked up. It's scratched up. It's I got yellow yellow stickers sticking out of it all over the place, and it's beautiful. It's never very far away from me either, by the way, folks. And Arki is he's a medical doctor, but he helps people just like you and me make sure that when we say something, that we mean it, and how important that is to our world. He's the one guy who taught us that trust is not just the right thing to do; it's the best practice. Arki, welcome back.
Thank you very much. Very kind remarks.
Well, all true. Hey, Arki. You've been working a lot with small businesses, a lot of small startups out there, on the left coast out there.
Right.
And what are you seeing? What are some of the challenges they're facing?
Well, one of the growing pains that companies have is the culture. In every company, the where you look for opportunity is at the stress point, the conflict point. Especially across the function. So when I interview people and trying to understand the company, that's what I ask about. Where's the stress? Where's the frustration? Because that's the opportunity. But most companies, I would say all companies who don't consciously change this, have what I call a random culture, so that people react to stress the way they learned to react to stress when they were very young. And they had, kind of narrow exposure. And so it's very different. I learned something when I was 6 that is very different than what somebody else learned when they
were. Right.
And therefore, the reactions are random.
So you're saying that until somebody gets control of the culture, the culture is kind of a patchwork quilt of a lot of different dysfunctions.
Well, that's right. So in other words, an engineer, for instance, might have a different idea about how to do something. So he or she begins by offering this, respectfully, and maybe even intelligently, but gets shut down just because that the person who's in charge there just has that habit. And so people are going to react differently. Some people will say, well, they'll push back a little harder, mm-hmm. respectfully, but some people will just clam up, and that's it. They won't try again. And so that's a random culture. Other people, so if you want to have people react to stress in as you say, a controlled way, not controlled like, tight, but
right.
I mean controlled like the way the leadership of the company wants it to be. We say built on earned trust. That's what we say is a culture that is going to help you harvest the opportunity. Build on the stresses. You want the stresses. They're there because the agendas are different. The product people want the thing out, and they want it, to be done on time.
Well, you want to channel the stress, don't you? I mean, what you want to do is you want to make, I tell people all the time that fear is not always a bad thing. Sometimes fear is giving you good information.
That's right.
And so stress, you've got every culture has in every business culture has to learn how to respond to stress, so that it's because everything that comes in the door is either an opportunity or a challenge.
That's right.
If you're hysterical, you're not going to solve the problem.
That's right. So what you want is you want the culture to be built on earned trust. That means that people mean what they say. They don't say yes when they mean maybe.
Right.
They work it out instead, and they close every interaction. Every interaction can be closed in some form. In other words, who's going to do what by next, even if it's just an update. So that if you do those two things and you build a model, then it's easier for management, especially in a small company, to identify those points of culture. What is culture? Culture is behavior that is considered cool, behavior that the organization supports. Mm-hmm.
Behavior that the organization accepts as productive.
That's correct. That's
yeah.
correct.
Hold on to that thought. Archie, I need your website quickly, please.
Learningcenter.net.
Check it out. The book is called Built on Trust. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.